Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first show of Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel. You have Miss On Fire to Inspire Leah Buck actually introducing her show today, and she's going to actually get transparent and let you know who she is so you'll understand what this show is all about. So welcome again to Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel. So we're going to bring the one and only Prophetess Angel on the line with you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your show, Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel. Welcome, Prophetess Angel. How are you? Oh, hold on.
Excited about all God is doing.
Amen, amen. We had you, we couldn't hear you for a half a second. Can you repeat one more time?
I am doing well. I am excited about all that God is doing. He has so many great things in store for us for 2017. Excited.
Amen, amen, amen. For those of you who are joining us, this is Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel on the On Fire to Inspire Network. This is show number one for the 2017 year here on the On Fire to Inspire Network. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, the founder of On Fire to Inspire Network. Guys, I'm telling you, we are up for a great, great show this morning with Prophetess Angel. I'm telling you, she has a heart. She's walking in her healing, and she desires to see so many in theirs. If you guys have been on Facebook following her or following me, share the link. Let them know we're live now so they can get to know, because a lot of times when people understand you and they understand your why, then they'll understand their why many times, because so many people don't understand their why. So it's time for them to walk in their healing. So Prophetess Angel, can you introduce yourself to your listeners today?
Well, I am Prophetess Angel. A lot of people might know me as Angel Silly Cell, the founder of the character Silly Cell for sickle cell. I am an advocate, an active advocate for sickle cell disease. I have a foundation. I create characters for, you know, sickle cell and other diseases of health, hope, and healing. You know, they're supernatural characters. They're not there just to say, I represent this disease. No, we want to see healing brought not only to the sickle cell community, but to all, because that's what Jesus came to do. And so that is who I am. Glory to God. And so the name of my show is Totally Healed, because I walk in total healing from sickle cell, from cancer. And I'm just so elated to be able to tell my story on today and being our first show. And I want you to know what you're in for. And so from week to week, you'll get to hear a testimonial healing. It might be sickle cell, it might be cancer, it might be lupus, but you're going to get to be inspired and get hope and know that it's possible. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what anybody say. There is no cure. The blood of Jesus is the cure. Jesus already died for you to live. He already took the stripes and the beating and everything. He took your sickness upon himself so that you can live. And so that's the why I'm living today, to tell the story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, so many people are living in a diagnosis. They're not walking in their healing. And so, you know, I'm so grateful that you joined the network, so we offer an opportunity for people to hear. They're encouraged and impacted on fire with me, and then on Tuesday nights, and then they'll hear you on Saturday morning and walk in their healing and be reminded of who they are. And the healing that is already there is all they have to do is walk in and then continue to receive it and shift their mindset. Amen.
Amen. That's what it's about, the renewing of the mind. And I understand that, because you know, when you, if you're listening and remembering that the doctor said this is incurable, and the books say this is incurable, and your family and your friends say, oh, ain't no cure for that disease, then that's what you're believing. But when your mind is renewed, as mine has been, and you understand that you can live in the finished works of Jesus Christ because he's already done it. The Bible says we are healed. You know, we were healed, mean past tense. That means it's already done. So all you got to do is believe what the word says, that he's already done that for you. He already shed his blood for you. He already took the stripe for you. He already took his sickness upon your body. There's a scripture that says that for you to be in health as your soul prosper. So you got to continually have a word, not a negative word, but a positive word, the word of God going into your spirit, into your system, so that your soul can prosper and begin to believe the word of God, and you can walk in your total healing. It's there for you. He didn't just do it for Angel. He did it for you too. And so that's what this show will be all about. It will also teach you, you know, about eating healthy, because we do know that we are in, like our apostle called it, the dirt soup. And so, you know, this body might, you know, seem like it wants to perish, but I tell you, you could put some good stuff in your body. You can drink your water. You can take your, eat your vegetables. You know, there are vegetables and fruits that God made specifically for healing and for nutrition for your body. So we cannot continue to put the wrong things into our body and but want to live life more abundantly. You know what I'm saying? Yes, God has done it. Yes, I'm walking in the finished works of Jesus Christ, but at the same time, I still have to eat right. I still got to exercise. I still got to drink my water. I got to take vitamins. You know, it got to be, you know, a balanced life, but I'm grateful that I have strength and I have energy, that I'm not living in those days where every month I was in the hospital. So God has done a great work in my life. I will share with y'all today. Today marks 17 years that I've been back home in Atlanta. And I can tell you a story from January 7th, 2000 to today. There has been a battle, but the enemy, he peeped into my future. He already knew this day was coming, but no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And he could not stop what God allowed. And God spoke something over my life. And I shall be everything that he has called and chosen me to be. I took the charge. And so I'm excited about doing the work of the kingdom. I'm excited that he chose me to be a part of the sickle cell community to take health, hope, and healing to them, because that is my message, and it will not change. Yes, I choose red. I choose red for sickle cell for life. When I say for life, it means I'm speaking life back into that community. I choose red for the blood of Jesus. Even when I started that, I had no idea what God had in store. I just thought I was using the color red because it's similar to the color that they use for sickle cell, but God had something else in mind. So I'm excited about it. Miss On Fire to Inspire, I thank you for welcoming me to your network and having this opportunity to share my story and my testimony. And I pray that I know that it's going to bless somebody, give somebody hope, let them know that they can be healed. You are a living witness, are you not, that I'm walking in my healing? Do you remember how I was when I first met you, when you first met me?
Yes. When I first met you, you were in and out of the hospital. You were in the bed all the time because you had no strength. You could not do anything. But God is just a healer now that you understand who you are in the totality of who he's called you to be. So you're walking in your healing because it is a finished work. So we just give God praise for that. We get that.
Amen. You know, and that's why I'm so excited about you doing this interview, because it's not just me talking. I have a witness, you know, that I got a witness that saw me, you know, in my downtime, saw me when I could not get out of bed. You couldn't call me for 11 or 12 o'clock and I'd be up, you know. And now I'm up at 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning and you know, on the intercessory prayer, God. I'm just grateful, you guys. I'm just grateful. I'm telling you, I hope you get the message that you can be healed. Get the message that you're already healed. If you could just grab hold to that, you could walk in your total healing just like me. Just like me. I have been healed from so many things, not just from cancer, from sickle cell, from poverty, from a mindset. And that's what I'm living and walking in right now. 17 years ago, I came home from South Carolina. And everybody in South Carolina was so excited. Oh, you sing, you going to Atlanta, oh, you going to make it. And I, you know, I was excited too and got home and all hell broke loose. I don't know how, if anybody knows how it feels, like Jesus did, to be homeless in your own hometown. This is my hometown. Family, friends, everything. But I was homeless in my own hometown. But I'm homeless no more and never again in life. So I was healed from poverty. And sometimes we go through homelessness and things like that. Of course, a lot of mine was due to my limited income and being sick all the time. But sometimes God will give you the finances and you don't use wisdom concerning your finances. So I thank God for healing my mind. I thank God that I walk in wisdom right now. Always walked in faith, but a whole nother dimension of faith, but in wisdom. That's important. The Bible said wisdom prolongs life. So if you want your life to be prolonged, just do it God's way. However he's leading you, however, whatever he's telling you, don't care what nobody else think about it, do it his way. You might lose some so-called friends, because if they're really your friends, they're going to hang around. So you might lose some friends. You might lose some associates, as I have in the past 17 years. I've lost family members to death, but by the grace of God, I'm still standing. When the enemy tried to tell me he was going to take me out, my mother died with colon cancer, and he said, you're going to die the same way. The devil is a lie. And on May 17th, it'll be 15 years that I have been cancer-free, living with one kidney, no dialysis, no chemo, no radiation. So I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I have lived, what I'm living right now on a daily basis, walking in my healing.
Amen, amen. You know, it's so many times when you're given a diagnosis, you allow that diagnosis to define who you are. And some people give up. You know, they're told, well, oh, you have cancer and it doesn't look good. But if you understand that they're only you what they've been taught in school, but you understand who has the ultimate diagnosis and the ultimate decision, then you understand that you can be healed if that's what you desire. If you desire to walk in that prognosis and diagnosis, he'll let you do that too, because it's your choice. But if you allow him to shift your mindset and, hey, I'm already healed and delivered and set free and I am walking in it, then, hey, it is what you call it to be, right?
Yes, yes.
Amen,
yes.
Amen.
You know, your words have power. Your words have power. Your words have power. One time I was in the hospital, and I had a fever. I had, a fever going on. I believe I had pneumonia, and I was just in so much pain. And I began to speak to my body and said, be at ease and not disease. Be at ease and not disease. Be at ease and not disease. And when I tell you that, fever begin to break, the pain begin to leave my body. And so your words have power. When I first started my foundation, my slogan was, this pain is for real, because I wanted people to understand my pain and understand that this disease is serious and this, that, and the other. And God is like, no, ma'am, I'm not even calling you for that. And then when I walked, begin to be mentored and tutored in the word by Apostle Zoe, it changed my life. It changed my life, and it changed everything, the way I thought about everything. And so I changed my slogan to serving you, divine health, hope, and healing. And that took my foundation to a whole nother level. And I began to understand the purpose that God sent me to the sickle cell community, and that, yes, I'm an advocate, but I'm not an advocate like everybody else. He's not calling me to fight for more medication. You know, I got a, wasn't an email, but a message, I think, on Facebook the other day. Somebody posted about how the pain medication itself was actually harming them instead of helping them. And I know that because when he took me off all my pain medication, I started feeling better already just by not being on the pain medication and drinking water. I mean, I just began to start to feel alive again. I just began to feel alive again. And we know that Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes. We are healed. And if you are listening in today, if you're listening and you need a healing in your body, right where you are, begin to speak that upon yourself. By his stripes, we are healed. Already, receive it and believe it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you're already healed. God already did it. It's already done. There's nothing else that you got to do but just believe it. Just receive it. Just embrace what God has already done for you. Just change your mind. That's what repent means, dude. Change your mind. Change your mind. I was remember sitting in the hospital, and I was crying. And I was telling the Lord, teach me how to love myself like you love me. Because, see, when we learn how to love ourselves, then we're going to treat our bodies better anyway.
Amen.
We're going to feed our spirits the truth and the word of God that it needs so that we can live and live life more abundantly. So this is what you're going to get when you tune in from week to week with Prophetess Angel and Totally Healed. You're going to learn healthy eating. You're going to hear stories of inspiration and hope and healing. There will be people coming on talking about being healed from cancer, lupus, sickle cell, different things. Because God, Jesus, when he walked this earth, he healed every person he came in contact with. So we can't single nobody out. We can't leave nobody out. And that's what I think about the sickle cell community. I have such a passion for these people because they have been looked over. They have been left out. This disease has been around for over 100 years. But they are forgotten no more. God has come that they may have life and life more abundantly if they would just grab hold. Grab hold of hope today. Grab hold of health and healing for those children, for those adults. God wants to see you walk in divine health, hope, and healing. That's just not a motto. That's just not a slogan for me. That's a way of life. And if he can heal me from cancer and heal me from sickle cell, where many have died with cancer, many have died with sickle cell, I don't face death many times, but through the Spirit of God, I yet live. And I'm living it, y'all. I ain't just existed. I'm living. I'm living life more abundantly. I'm living my dreams. I'm living the visions that God gave me long ago to sing and to write. I love it. I just love it. I'm just so excited about doing the will of God. And, I mean, if you want to share your testimony, please get in touch with us. You know, call in today. You can share today what God has done for you, how he healed you. Call in. Let us hear about your testimony. This is my relaunch date, and we're excited because it's been 17 years. I'm home, and to South Carolina, I'm finally living the dream that y'all saw 17 years ago. Later on, before the show is over, you'll get to hear a new single I have that's already come out called Walking in My Healing, and I'm just excited about these characters and of supernatural healing that God has given me that you'll see walking around this year. You know, God said that he'll give you witty invention. You got gifts and talent. You know, I was telling my apostle, she said to me one time, she said, I missed a service because I was sick. And, I was like her armor bearer at the time, and she said, I can't use you like that. But what I heard was God speaking to me, like, you know, and I want to be in a total position to be used by God completely. Yes, he can use my testimony. Yes, he used me even when I was sick. I ministered and prophesied to people from my sick bed. But how more useful can I be to the kingdom if I'm up and walking around and healthy? And I could drive myself, and I could go to the hospital and lay hands and pray for others. I could not do that before. Because like Aaliyah was saying, I could not get out of bed. So how was I going to pray for anybody else? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So it's time to live. It's time to live. It's time to live. It's time to live. And live life more abundantly, like really live. No stress, no worrying. And I just speak life over. There are two young children that I got messages about that were in ICUs. I speak life over Devon right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak life over Miss DJ Sparkles. Father God, that they shall live and live life more abundantly. They shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Because God wants these children to live. So I speak life over the sickle cell community, the children and the adults right now. Life. Life. God wants us to live. He wants to satisfy you with long life. And he wants you to live well and good. If he took the sickness on, why did you got to take it on? You don't have to. You don't have to. You could come live. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you too. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. If you're listening and you're listening by internet and you want to share your testimony, then dial in at 929-477-2178 and press option 1. And we'd love to hear your story. As Prophetess Angel said, God has healed her of cancer. She's been living with one kidney for almost 15 years. She's never had dialysis. She's never had chemo or radiation. And God has healed her of that cancer. And that is not just her word. That is someone else's word as well. So if that is something that you want to share and you're listening by internet, or if you're listening on the phone, you can press 1 and you can share with us. 929-477-2178, option 1. I'm telling you, a lot of times people don't realize that they're already healed. And the first place they got to start is it's got to be in their mindset. We actually have a caller. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Welcome to Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel. Who do we have with us this morning?
Queen Nola.
Good morning, Queen Nola.
How y'all doing?
How are you this morning?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, I was making sure I didn't miss this one.
We appreciate you listening in and calling in. You have a testimony of healing?
Yes. Actually, I'm gearing up for my daughter's event, so I'm going to use this time to share a little bit of her story of healing. Can't get no powerful than this one. I mean, it's powerful stories, yeah. But I'm getting more in the tune of sharing hers more. I have many of them I've been sharing, but I want to take this time since her event is going to be coming up to talk a little bit about her. My daughter name is Ariana. I call her Princess Ariana or Ari. She's 8 years old. She'll be 9 February 4th. I had her February 4th, 2008, living in New Orleans, where I'm from. And my pregnancy is always high-risk pregnancies, just so that, you know, I'm very active. So I'd be usually put on bed rest at an early part of my pregnancy. Just so happened, and giving birth to her around the time I went in labor, it was, you know, it's a lot going on. It was Super Bowl time. It was Mardi Gras. That happens every year. So everybody was pretty much drinking and having a good time or whatever, and so I didn't have anyone to bring me to the hospital. So I wound up having to bring myself to the hospital, which the hospital wasn't far, but I wound up having to go to the hospital that I knew I did not want to go because of the reputation of people dying there a lot. So I still wound up going there because it was the closest one. And my husband at the time, he came there. He came there finally with his brother. His brother came and brought him up there. And now, grant you, I did go in the hospital, you know, with no problems. I was able to fill out all my paperwork, do everything regularly. And that night, you know, that night changed my life for the long haul. To make a long story short, that I went in labor. I mean, prior to me going in labor, they gave me an epidural. At the moment, I knew something was going wrong because I've had the epidural prior to her. I had it with my little boy, too, who's 11 now. The way it had me feeling was odd because I was getting numb. I was getting numb, like my ears and my fingers and my lips, and it's just everything was feeling funny. And then my heart started palpitations and things like that. And I started letting them know. And then so my husband went out and started trying to call somebody to come in, you know. And the lady came in and checked me. And she was, like, you know, getting hysterical, and she was calling people. And as she's calling people, I'm going under. Like, I'm like, hearing, but I can't see. And as that is happening, I mean, I just hear everybody pretty much getting hysterical. No, not many people coming in the room to assist, things like that. Well, I began, wound up being, led to me being over-medicated. I was over-medicated with epidural injection, and due to all of that happened, my daughter was born 100% blind due to the medicine getting into her system and too close to the delivery. We both wound up in the ICU and NICU. She was in there for 2 weeks. I was in there for 7 days. But that changed my life because I already had stuff with fibromyalgia, and the epidural injured my spine and my neck, and it required me to have a tremendous amount of physical therapy. It required me to seek, at that time I was already an advocate in the community and stuff for special needs, and so it wound up, because my son has special needs too. But it led me to really, like, do some things that I didn't know that would put me on a journey to my purpose. I didn't cry about it. You know, everybody was feeling sorry about it because my daughter was born blind due to all that. And I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking about, you know, I am her best advocate, you know, and my job is to find the service and resources for her to have the best success possible. So me going, using the internet, utilizing things on the internet, I found this program called Early Steps. Early Steps was 0 to 3 years old. The services that they provide is outstanding because there's a lot of, like, she had psychological, social work, vision therapy, music therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, all of those people was coming in and out of my house all week long for those 3 years.
What has happened with baby girl? What's going on with baby girl now?
She's actually, the healing part comes in that she's visually impaired now. She gets around like a regular child, and she's autistic. Her gifted ability lies in music, and you know, her hearing is heightened, and she's just overall gifted. And I just share the story because people always wonder when they hear it, like, you know, she has surgery, this, this, and I tell them, team, trust God. I mean, prayer
praise
changes things.
So she's no longer considered completely blind.
No, she's legally blind, but she's like, she, the way her senses is set up, she's a hundred, she's still 100% one eye and vision pair and another one, but she gets around still like me and you.
Great.
She
God.
Recently had her her test done last month, and so she just got her first pair of glasses.
Wow.
And she's going to be 9. But she didn't start getting any vision back until she was 5.
Well, I just want to speak healing over you and baby girl and your entire family. We just believe God, and we thank you for calling in and sharing that story that she was born blind. But and we are going to pray that her vision is totally come to fruition. I was going to use the word restored, but that would mean she was born, you know, without vision. So what we're going to do is declare that she has total vision. She has vision 100%.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
And so we're going to speak total healing over baby girl. What was her name again?
Ariana.
Ariana. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. We were healed already. And Father God, just like you went to the cross and shed your blood for me and took the stripes for me, you did it for Ariana. You did it for Queen Nola. So we speak to her vision, and we said, vision be. Just like you said, let there be light. We said, let there be vision for this baby girl this morning. Let there be vision, God. Let her begin to see, have total vision in the name of Jesus. God, we speak to fibromyalgia, and we say that you're operating on illegal territory. You cannot stay. You cannot remain. And we cast you out and send you back to the abyss from which you came, never to return again. And we speak total healing over Queen Nola. We speak total healing over her son. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we're going to believe your report, not the report of the doctors, not the book report. But we're going to read your report this morning that by your stripes, that each one of the members of this family and anybody that is listening, and they might be dealing with the same thing, that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the healing anointing to go forth and the transfer up to her right now, that she feels it even through this phone line, that she feels the anointing in her home, around herself, around her daughter, and around her son. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for a change. We thank you for a good report. In Jesus' name, we pray. And if you can believe that, Queen Nola, it's done.
Oh,
it's
yes,
done
I'm,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, I'm a firm believer. I mean, I've overcome more than enough. You know, I don't doubt anything, you know, that God places upon, you know, we go through. You know, my strength comes from all the things I've endured and overcome. So,
hey, Dad, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I tell you, Queen Nola blessed us with the testimony of her daughter. She her first set of glasses, and I'm looking forward to her having that 20th vision. Born blind, but now we're able to wear some. That's what I'm talking about.
Isn't that powerful?
It is.
Hallelujah. You know, to have a child born without sight, but look at God. Look at God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's getting around like you and I.
Yeah.
And now she got glasses. You know, and so we believe in God that she's going to have her full vision.
You know what? I went to a volunteer event a couple of months ago, and I saw Queen Nola at a downtown volunteer event where she and her two children, and I had no clue that her daughter was blind. I did not know until she just said that. I'm telling you, I didn't know the little girl was blind. So I'm telling you, she get around like she's seeing perfectly, and we speaking that and declaring that. Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, that just goes to show our listeners that God is in the healing business, and he never stopped. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the healing business since the beginning of time, and he has not stopped. So if you're thinking, I've heard people say, if it's God's will, it's his will. It's his will that you be healed. It's in the word. He already did it for you. So it is in his will that you be healed. Oh, yes, it's in his will. Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, you know, so many times people just get a diagnosis and they leave it right there. You don't have to receive that. If it don't line up with the word, it don't have to be received. You can reject that thing. Like, okay, I know what you said, but I know who my father is, and that is my healer. So I'm going to share my quick testimony while we're waiting for the next person to press one. The Lord showed me at 33, he said, go get a colonoscopy. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what is that? I don't even really know what that is. And so I was obedient to the Holy Spirit, and I went and got checked. And it's one thing to hear God tell you, and it's a whole nother thing when you go and they find something. And so when they did the colonoscopy, I had two polyps. One was pre-malignant and one was benign. And I'm like, my God. Now, there was a lady that worked with us, an older lady that had just got diagnosed, but she was in stage 3 of colon cancer when they found hers. But when they found my two polyps, one was premalignant, so it hadn't even moved into cancer. So I just give God glory right there. And then he said, now, we're going to get them lanced. So they lanced them. I ain't had no issues. And it's almost an exact year later, my boss's wife had been treated for an ulcer. And she had something rupture. And what happened was that saved her life. She had to be rushed to the hospital. It was not a rupture of an ulcer. It is actually colon cancer and a polyp had rupture, which saved her life. Because, again, colon cancer normally is not diagnosed until it's in, like, stage 3 or 4. And so she's walking in her healing today in Alabama, overseeing a whole nother department. So, story wasn't her story. But I didn't even have to go through anything, radiation, chemo, nothing, because God said, if you walk in obedience and you hear me, go get checked out, and that's what I did. And so I just give God praise for my testimony. I give God praise for her testimony, because she's walking in healing and deliverance. So
amen.
I tell you.
And so many more are, you know what I'm saying? And I thank God, you know, for, you know, our spiritual connection in the kingdom and Kingdom Works International and my father's house and Shekinah glory. I mean, there are so many testimonies of healing there. You know, being healed from poverty, that's a testimony. I was healed from poverty. Not just, you know what I'm saying, not just sickness, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes all those things are connected, the sickness, the poverty, all that. If you're sick, a lot of times that will cause poverty to come upon you. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't go out there and work like everybody else. But I thank God for giving me an entrepreneur, not just spirit, but an entrepreneur anointing. And so with that, I was always able to do different things. But it came about because I couldn't work a 9-to-5 like everybody else. So I began to tap into my gifts and talents and my purpose. And now, oh, my God, you know, just to be able to rise early in the morning and go out about my day. You know, I was excited one time. This was some years ago, and I was walking downtown Atlanta, and I was just so excited about that. And people didn't understand, why are you so excited about walking? Because I'm walking. You don't know how many times that I couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. Or I was walking with a limp because of the pain in my hip or this and that. So to be able to walk, there was a time sometime when I couldn't even lift my hands or I could even barely talk. But to be able, so you begin to appreciate the activities of your limbs, that stuff that people take for granted, I've experienced. Because I've never been a lazy person. I didn't mind work. I've been working since I was, you know, 13, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we speak, I'm telling you, God wants to heal you in every area of your life. Poverty is a mindset. That's not God's design and will for your life.
Right.
He wants you to live life and live it more abundantly, and he wants you to receive everything that he's already did and done for you and has for you. And tap in. Tap into your gift and your talent. That's why you were born with it.
Yes.
That's why he gave it to you, for you to use it. So I ask God right now for every listener that has a gift and a talent and is lying dormant, for it to come. Lie dormant no more. I speak life to that gift. I speak life to that talent. I speak a renewed mind that you would get up and you will begin to go forth like never before and use what God gave you. You don't want to be the person in Matthew 25 that buried the talent. And then God called them an evil or wicked servant. God has so much more for you. You want to get everything God got for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be so in tune with your gifts and talent that you're the one that had the 10 talents, and then he gave them the 11 because he was being useful.
Mm-hmm.
With the 5 and doubled them to 10. That's what God wants to do for your life. He wants to heal you in every area. Starting with your soul, your body. He don't want you in pain. I've been told that fibromyalgia is a very painful disease. God don't want you in pain.
Right.
You know, a lot of these diseases are man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that they put in the food and these medications, you know, to keep people down. But God wants you to live today. God wants you to live today. I don't know who's listening, but I speak to depression right now. And God, I ask that you lift every heavy burden right now. Free their mind, God. Let them receive the hope on today. Let them be inspired today to get up and to move, to arise. For their light has come, and the glory of God has descended upon you. Whoever that is for, receive it and go forth like never before. Because God is sending you help. He's sending you assistance. He's going to help you. He's going to send you a midwife to help birth that baby out and out. And I want you to call into the show and let us know how God has changed and transformed your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a living testimony. I'm a living miracle. The month before my 40th birthday, it's on fire to inspire. Mm-hmm. I was in the hospital, and they told me that I had an unusual anatomy and that my blood vessels and stuff had begun to, you know, reroute themselves. Because the largest vein in my body, superior cape, I'm trying to make sure I pronounce it right, the superior vena cava is the largest vein in your body. And they said, I didn't have one. Now, later I was told it was blocked, but at this time they told me they didn't see one. Nurses and stuff were coming in my room because people had never seen anything like that before. How the largest vein in my body going to be not there?
Uh-huh.
Yet I'm living.
Wow.
You know, that's, you know, the main vein. In order for you to get the fluids and to get the pain medicine to get all this stuff. And so my veins begin to reroute themselves. Because I shall live and not die. See, I believe the word of God. And the word of God says I don't have to die. Jesus did that already. I have testimony after testimony. See, the enemy thought he was going to stop me from being here today, but he could not. A year and a half ago, they overdosed me in the hospital. And I woke up a few days later not knowing what's going on. I could have not woke up. But I had a destiny and I had a purpose that I had to make it here for. So I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I'm telling y'all, I got so many testimonies of healing. God has healed me from many things. And he wants to do the same for you. Don't be shy. I know y'all listening. Call in. Share your testimony. I don't know if Apostle Zoe had an opportunity to tune in or not yet, but if she is listening, I would like for her to call in, my spiritual mother, because she was just so instrumental. You got to get in a Bible-based church. You got to get it around people that speak healing. People would say, oh, she got sickle cell. Whoa, no, I do not have sickle cell. I was born with sickle cell, but I was born again.
Man,
your words are powerful.
Yes. You have a live caller.
I got a caller?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Praise God. Let's go. Amen.
Welcome to Totally Healed. Who do we have with us this morning?
Good morning, ladies. How are you all?
Good.
How are you?
Good. Angel, this is Sabrina.
And your God
uplifted me this morning to give me hope. You have gone through a lot with your illness, have gone, and you have been healed from your circumstances. And I know your show today is going to help so many other people that are going through this situation of diseases and sickness and et cetera. But your show today has enlightened a lot of people, including myself, because I have battled certain diseases in my lifetime. But I know that I am totally healed. I have claimed it, and I claim it, speak it, and I walk it every day of my life.
Praise
and I
God.
Have how to do it through my leadership. Because
Amen.
If it was for my leadership, I would not be able to get up every morning and speak
Come
over
on.
My life. And so I just thank God this morning for my leadership, which is Kingdom Works International Ministry.
Amen.
Me the authority to speak over my body for healing. So I just say thank you this morning for such a great show. It has inspired me to know that whatever I am doing, I'm going to keep doing it because you are an example of what God can do.
Amen. Sabrina,
Amen.
Thank you for so much for calling in and listening in. Stay with us for a minute because I thank God for Sabrina. You know, she's one of my spiritual sisters at Kingdom Works International, so she's a witness, too, of where God has, you know, taken me from. And she told me not too long ago, she said, wow, you are a new woman. You know, and I just thank God for that, and I just received that. But you had a testimony a few weeks ago at Bible study, you know, of how Apostle Zoe began to speak over you. Can you share that testimony? Because I know you got many, but I just thought about that testimony. Can you share that one with Sabrina and with our listening audience?
Well, you got to take me back to it because, like I said, I can't remember because I do have many, and I can't
you
remember.
You were in pain. You were in pain from your foot and all you had went to the doctor?
Yes. I remember. She had called me that morning, and I was in the bed. And when I stepped down on my right foot, I couldn't walk. And I told her I was in so much pain, so I hopped to the bathroom just to even wash my face, to brush my teeth, and I got out of bed. And I was in pain so bad, and it was just going down my foot. And I kept saying, I can't even put any pressure on it. couldn't get downstairs to get my cane or anything, so I just said, you know, I'm just going to crawl. And then she called. And then I started telling her how much pain I was in. I couldn't even walk on the foot. But I said, Lord, let me just get from the bathroom to my bedroom. At least I can try to put some warm-up pants or something on, because I had my gown on. And as she started speaking over my leg and speaking over my body and over my right side, next thing I know, I walked from the bathroom to the bedroom, and I didn't realize that the pain was gone and I was walking straight. I said, hold up. And I said, please stop for just a sec. I got to tell you. So I got so excited. But when I tell you, and when I tell you that what she said to me and spoke over my life on that day of my foot, it gave life to my foot.
Thank you, Jesus.
My foot, and I realized the pain was gone. And I have been suffering from that late that night, because when I was in the bed, I felt the throbbing. But then knowing I woke up that was going to appear. But I tell you, for the rest of that day and that day forth, I had no problems with that foot or that leg. So that's why I tell people, when you get up under someone that's speaking and can speak over your life like that, it's a powerful thing to experience. So I wish that everybody could come to Kingdom Works International. If you are
Amen.
Sick, if you are needing healing.
Yes, if they're waiting on you.
It's waiting. If you need to be taught how to speak over your body, it's
yes.
in that of that church. That is what they do at this church. So if you haven't ever been taught how to do it, you need to come to Kingdom Works International on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock and experience this. It's a celebration.
I'm telling you, do one more thing for me, Sabrina. Tell the people, because this show is about me today. This is my launching. So every other week, it'll be about somebody else's testimony. So can you share with the people how you witnessed the healing in my life? Because I want people to know this is just not talk. This thing is real. And these are people, you know, Miss On Fire to Inspire and yourself have witnessed, you know, this healing.
Yes, yes. Well, I've been knowing you for about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years, I think, now. And you
yes,
have
ma'am.
Been, at 4 or 5 years, you have given the testimony of how God has healed you on so many things. The mental state is just trying to be strong to fight through the pain. The physical state for trying to get over it and move, be able to move forward to get up every day to do the things that you do. But I tell you, God has healed you from so many things of your life, sickle cell, cancer. I can just go down the road of all these things, being in the hospital, being out of the hospital, being home. And I tell you, just looking at you, you would never see that. If they only saw the inside of what you have been going through, the outside tells a different story. Because, you know, we put our smile on our face, don't get our hair done, and put a little makeup on, look like we're looking great. But it's that inside that tells the whole story. But if they went into your inside and just sat there and examined your inside, they will be amazed, because you are
wow.
a walking testimony. You are.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I have to say, even the outside, my outside has changed. You know what I'm saying? My outside has changed. You know, it started on the inside. It is showing on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Thank you so much for calling in, Sabrina and Sharon. And I'm telling you, everything that she's saying about Kingdom Works International Ministry, that is the place to be. If you live in Columbus, Georgia, my father's house, it's the place to be for your healing. Receive it. Receive it, because it's there waiting on you. It's the finished work of Jesus Christ, and God wants you to have it. You're already healed. Amen. Thank you so much, Sabrina. Love you much. Love you, Mom. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for calling in and sharing your testimony.
Amen.
Well, thank
amen.
You for allowing me.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Glory
Prophet
to God.
Angel, Sister Sabrina did say that there was healing in the house at Kingdom Works International Ministries at Saturday
yes,
at 7
yes.
p.m. But one thing that we forgot to say was the address. So if you're
in
the driving area.
They want to know where Kingdom Works is, huh?
You
want to
get
we can't send a smoke signal, right? Praise God.
So the address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G as in George, Conyers, Georgia, 30094. I'm telling you, each and every Saturday night, there is a word released to teach you how to think on the word.
Yes,
think the way that the word says and speak life. Stop speaking death over your life, but start speaking life.
That's right.
And I promise you, when you have that mind shift and that mind and heart change and that all lines up with that word, man, you'll see the results of it. I'm telling you,
God.
I praise God for Apostle Lord because, honey, I see a new person in all of us. None of us are the same. We're walking
Amen. And if they step in at this time, they're going to experience rapid growth. I'm telling
you.
Rapid growth.
You better come
say
that.
Get your healing. I'm telling you, come prosper in your soul and be in health. Because I'm telling you, the word and the power that has been released and that's going forth right now, glory to God. You
glory
can grow rapidly. You can begin to grow quicker and faster than people who just sitting there, but they're not really gleaming and not really taking in what's being spoken.
You know, they'll be coming out of that imprisonment of their mind, because so many people they're in jail, but they're not in a physical jail, in a mental jail. So I tell you, you come out of that imprisonment and get the word of truth and the enlightenment. I'm telling you, it's a whole other way of thinking and living. But a testimony that you want to share, or a word that one of the ladies have shared with you to this point, press 1 and you'll be brought live with Prophetess Angel on Totally Healed with her launch, her new launch, her relaunch on the On Fire to Inspire Network. Press 1 now if you're on 929-477-2178. If you're listening on the internet, you got to dial in. But that is 929-477-2178. And I'm telling you, you know, God is so faithful. And I'm just blessed to have known this young lady and known that I've seen her, you know, seen her grow and seeing what God has done for her. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you that I want everybody to to experience what I have experienced with healing. I want everybody to experience that, because, I mean, just to know, you know, just to know that you can be healed, just to know that I don't have to be in pain every day, just to know that I can go about my day and I can work and I can be everything that society said I couldn't be.
Amen.
You
know, we have another caller.
That's a blessing. Yeah, praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel. Who do we have with us?
Hello, everyone. This is Apostle Zoe from Kingdom Works International.
Hey, man, my mama. Hey, mama.
How are you, Apostle Zoe?
Hello, everybody.
Praise God, y'all. This is the call I've been waiting for right here. This is the woman of God that God has used so instrumental in my life. The woman y'all see today is because of this woman right here speaking life into me a few years ago. And she could tell you the story about where I was when she first met me till now. Amen.
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 Who's yours, Apostle?
Yes, well, I tuned in and I heard some of the testimonies of others, and it is so uplifting and inspiring. And I wanted to jump in there and just also share. And first, let me just say that we give glory to God for healing.
Yes.
Because healing, the Bible says, is the children's bread.
Yes.
And that says to us today that healing is a portion of what Jesus Christ died for.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Yes, a lot of us are suffering and have suffered, but we are in the hour where God is revealing his real true heart for his people. And healing is a part of the Lord's heart. He is
yes.
divine health. And
yes,
so whatever comes from him is an extension of what we are to receive, if I could say that. So
yes.
Today I celebrate what God has done in you, Prophetess Angel. I'm telling you, God has just really been merciful, gracious to your life and to hear you spreading the news is what it's all about. Every time Jesus healed one, he said, go and tell with the good things that the Lord
That's
has
right.
done for you. And so to hear you today broadcasting and proclaiming what Christ has done
Glory
so
to
that
God.
Others may see and know that that belongs to them as well. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Glory
so
to God.
Yes,
I want to
and,
get it.
You know, just looking at where you started, you know, from the day I met you until now, and just watching you, you know, grab a hold. The Bible says the only way that we can get anything from the Lord, we have to receive it. We have to receive it. Even when it doesn't always agree with our intellect, we have to go beyond our intellect of what we have been taught, what we've been trained to believe what the word has said concerning that.
Amen.
And I saw you do that. I saw you do that when you came into my life and you told me what the doctors had diagnosed you with. You went against the grain. And that's the thing. Jesus, the Bible says that Abraham did the same thing. The Bible says Abraham had to go against what his physical body was at that time to believe God. And see, that's what people are going to have to do. You're going to have to believe against hope. You're going to have to, even though you see the faith in which you are feeling or what they have said, and you have got to trust God, you got to grab a hold of it the way you did, grab a hold of that word. And the Bible
Praise
says God. He defines the word, finds health for its flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when you get the word concerning what God's heart and will is concerning your life, you grab a hold of that and see that will produce health for your physical body. And then
Thank
you have to you. Set your mind and your mouth to come into agreement with that eternal word that is spoken by God, because it's not going to change. What
Amen.
God said yesterday, he says it today. It
today,
doesn't change because the circumstance
Thank
changes.
That's right. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So y'all hearing some of what we get at Kingdom Works International right now. So I know your ears is tingling and burning, but they don't have to tingle and burn no more. You can come on out. did you give them that address, Aaliyah?
I did, but I can repeat it. It's 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia, 30094.
Come get it. I mean, come get it, because I'm going to tell you, some of you are going to get healed when you come up on the parking lot, because it's that potent, that atmosphere has already been set for healing and for miracle. So just get to the parking lot, get in that lobby. When you walk in that church, I'm telling you, your life is going to begin to change instantly.
Yeah,
you can experience it right there, instantaneous.
Yes.
I don't,
yes.
Just like
yes.
the man that was. Ma'am?
I said just shift your mind and receive.
And receive it. And receive it. If you come in there looking for something, you want it, you're going to get it. Because it's there for you. So I'm so glad Apostle Zoe was able to call in. I'm so excited right now because God has just been so good to me. I thank you, Aaliyah.
Yes, he has.
Minister Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, for this opportunity to share.
Yes.
Because just like what God did in my life, I want to see that in so many other lives.
I ain't selfish. It ain't just my fault and no more. I want to see people healed. Jesus didn't leave anybody the same way they were when he came in their presence. So I want to do it just like Jesus did.
Yes. Amen, amen.
You know, but as Apostle Zoe was speaking, that's the kind of word that we get. That's what we get on Wednesday night at Kingdom Works International. That's what we get on Saturday night. That's what happens. When you see me and it's like, what happened? That's what has happened.
Yes.
I got a word. Yes. I got a word from God. I got a word from the mouth of the prophet. He said, if you believe a prophet, so shall you prosper.
So shall you prosper.
And I believe the word that I got from the mouth of the prophet. And my soul began to prosper, and my spirit and my body. And I'm so grateful today. I'm so grateful. Yes. And that's why this show is called Totally Healed, because I have been totally and completely healed.
Yes.
Amen. This is real. Yes. And I'm so glad for Apostle Zoe and Leah and Sabrina calling in, because these are people that have watched me over the last few years, and they know. And there are others. But it's always good just to have a angel and just talk, because she's saying that it's really, this is true, this is real. And if anybody's listening, they know me, they know the hospital stays. They know, they've seen me down and out and where God has come from. And so this is real. And God wants the same thing for you. He don't have no respect of person. He wants you to be healed. It's already done. He wants you to have. He went to the cross for you.
Yes.
Apostle Zoe, you want to say anything else to the people and share anything else with them?
Yes, I was just listening to your words, and you are not just persuaded, but you are convinced, and you have proof. You have the proof. And thank God for those that have been able to witness it. And now you are a witness to what Christ has already accomplished before the world began. The Bible says that he had already in his own mind, the mind of God, had already had an answer for humanity. So today the answer is that in the heart and in the mind of God, he has already went before you, before you existed, and already had the plan of redemption. And now he's waiting on you to hear the word, believe the word, and receive the word, and so shall it be done unto you. So if you're listening today, you need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's word is true, and that he is not a man that he should lie. And so if we go ahead and receive from the word, which is spirit, the word will begin changing the way we're thinking. It will change your language, and everything changes by how you think and how you speak. And that is the law of faith. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So today, you just encourage yourself in the word of God. Encourage yourself in the word. Get in the word of what God has said and allow it to change the way you think and the way you speak. And then your feelings will begin to change and everything will begin to line up with that word, because the word is life. It is health to all your flesh, and it is peace to your mind. And it will begin to bring you to a state of being that God had already predetermined before you got here. Amen?
Amen. Yes, God. Glory to God. I think I just got healed again. I get more healed every single time, you know, that
and
I hear the word.
Yes.
Ma'am?
Every time you're hearing, the more you're receiving.
Yes.
And it is true. And I used to say this thing, sometimes I would sit up under anointed people and listening to them bring the word of God, and I would say, I just got saved again. And people around me would just laugh because they were like, no, when you got saved, you got saved. But this is what you need to know, that every time you hear, it becomes more progressive. You become you enter in even more into what is being preached. So that's why we're going and sitting up under the word, and you might have heard it 33 times. It's okay, because the more you hear it, the more you receive, and the more you become. Glory be to God. That's why we don't say, oh, I got saved, and I went to church. I ain't got to go no more. Mm-hmm. No, you keep going. You keep going because you will begin to evolve even the more. So, yes, we just received our healing portion today while we're speaking the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that my listeners are taking it all in. And this video, you know, this will be available for replay, and you can just begin to hear the healing testimony that the words that our apostles always have spoken over and over again. So even with my foundation, I don't do no dates on Wednesday nights. I don't do no dates on Saturday night because I got to be in and in so I can continue to get my spirit fed, so I can continue to walk in my healing. But Apostle Zoe, if you don't mind, before I'm going to introduce a new single that'll be available soon, called Walking in My Healing. But before that, would you speak a word of healing over the people? You've been speaking it all along, but, you know, a word of prayer, because I understand that it takes a renewing of the mind. Because if you've been told this negativity over and over and over again, then that's what you believe in. But so it's going to take a renewing of your mind in order for you to grab hold of what God has already done for you, what Jesus Christ has already done for you.
Yes. Father, we thank you for every person that is on the line, every person that are hearing the words of faith, the words of truth today. And, Father, I thank you that even as your word has went forth, it has penetrated their heart. It has quickened their spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and I declare over their life your will, your purpose, and your plan for their life, and that is to have life and to have it more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare today that they shall rise and they shall shine in the glory of manifestation of what you have already prepared for them because you love them. And, Lord God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise for it right now in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. I know that y'all have been blessed today. I don't have to ask you. I know that you have been blessed. I know you have been inspired. I know you have been encouraged. And I see some of you rising up and going forth. And some of you are headed to Kingdom Works International Ministry, because we will be in service on tonight at 7 o'clock, right? Correct, Apostle?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, don't be talking about it snowing and it's raining and it's ice and snow coming. No, we sit that snow on back so that we could be in service on tonight. So y'all come join us. Come get your healing. That's what I'm going to tell you. Come get your healing for every area of your life. Every area of your life. I didn't just experience physical healing. I experienced healing from poverty. I experienced healing from my mindset. I experienced healing in every area of my life. So I'm telling you, come get it. So I'm telling you, thank you so much, Apostle Zoe, for calling in and for listening in. We appreciate you. We know that you have a full schedule doing ministry. And so we thank you for taking out your time and calling in. And we're just so blessed to have you as a part of our life. And you being our spiritual mother, our pastor, so many things to us. And I'm telling you, you have some living witnesses of the work that God is doing in our life and how God is using you greatly.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Prophetess Angel, I want you to repeat that one more time because we do have people that are, you know, tuning in by phone, by internet. So repeat the time and the address for service for Saturday Night Live if they want to experience walking in their healing as well.
Oh, my God. Saturday Night Live. Y'all ain't ready, but you might as well go on and get ready. Saturday Night Live at Kingdom Works International is absolutely live. So come, you can bring your dancing shoes or you can leave your shoes at home. It don't really matter. Just come on. And it's going to be Saturday night at 7 p.m., 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Kingdom Works International East. Be there. Be there. Come get your healing. Come get all that God has for you.
Amen.
And we also have, you know, Bible training and biblical studies on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So if you can't make it out on a Saturday, join us. If you need more training in the Word of God, you want to be more knowledgeable in the Word, come on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We'll be there. Same address, same time. 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Kingdom Works International East. Amen.
Amen. In Conyers, Georgia. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It is in Conyers, Georgia. I'm thinking about all the locations that we're going to have, but right now that one is in Conyers, Georgia. So what's the zip code? 394?
Yes, ma'am.
300, Conyers, Georgia. So come one, come all, bring a family member. If you know you have a family member that have a diagnosis that's been sick, I'm telling you, bring them because they're going to experience a life-changing. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to change their life forever like it has changed mine.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
All right. You want to do your wrap-up, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Is there any, no more callers?
No. No one else is pressing one.
All right. They being shy. Well, I pray that y'all have enjoyed, been encouraged and blessed and grabbed a hold of hope and health and healing because it's in the atmosphere for you today. And we have already sent healing to your homes, to the hospital, to wherever you may be listening in. And so I'm going to share with y'all one of the things that I do. I'm a singer-songwriter. And so I've been looking forward to bringing out a new CD for a long time. And the title of the CD is I Choose Red. And in parentheses, it'll say it's harvest time. And so I'm going to use this CD to raise funds for my foundation. And so I want to introduce to you guys my newest single, Walking in My Healing. And so she's going to play that for you guys.
Thank you for listening to Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel.
Amen. You've been in tune to Totally Healed.